This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We did a series a couple of weeks ago about homelessness in Los Angeles and how the number of people living out in the open, that is, not in any kind of real shelter at all, has more than doubled in the past 2 years. This week, the Los Angeles City Council passed a pair of ordinances that are going to make it easier for police to crack down on some of the homeless encampments that have sprung up around town. They'll be able to seize homeless people's property with 24 hours notice. That's down from 72 hours. The goods will be held for 3 months at the city's impound facility on Skid Row here in downtown. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler went to see what happens when everything gets there.
When city workers impound homeless people's stuff, it ends up here at this warehouse in downtown Los Angeles. It's kept on shelves in a corner behind a locked gate.
We store the property, we keep it safe and clean. For whatever it is and whoever it belongs to, it's important to them. So we treat it as such.
That's Alex Connedy, the facility's project manager. He's sympathetic to the transient nature of life on the streets and the impact it has on people's possessions.
If a person has to go and take care of some business, they're homeless. They have a doctor's appointment, they have a job interview, they have to leave periodically from time to time, and they have nowhere to store their property. When they come back, that property is sometimes not there for whatever reason.
It may have been stolen, but if city workers confiscate property, they leave a notice informing owners that their belongings are being stored here and giving them 90 days to reclaim it. A lot of the impounded stuff is not what I'd expect to see abandoned.
There is an edger for cutting the lawn. There are 20 to 30 bicycles, some of them pretty good-looking bikes. There's a wheelchair.
Few people ever claim their belongings. Since the beginning of the year, Connedy says around 20 people have come here to get their stuff. And there isn't as much confiscated property as I expected, though that may change now that the city is getting more aggressive about cleaning up homeless encampments. Most of the warehouse is taken up by a different kind of storage. In one neat row after another, there are more than 1,460-gallon plastic bins.
They're called bins, but they look like garbage cans, basically.
They're actually clean, sanitized. We call them bins because they're not utilized as trash cans. They're utilized as safe storage bins.
A program called The Bin allows homeless people like 43-year-old Chris Rodriguez to use the storage bins for free.
Anywhere else, you got to pay, what, $60, $70 for a storage.
His wife, Monica, says they keep clean clothes in their bin, but they also use it as a kind of safety deposit box.
Because our stuff isn't just junk. It's our important papers, like Social Security papers, our legal documents.
Many of the people I speak with are dropping off belongings before going to work. That's one of the most surprising things about my visit, the importance of storage in relation to finding or keeping a job. The facility is run by a nonprofit called Chrysalis. Emily Chin is its operations manager.
Many of the clients have to use the service to keep their jobs so they have somewhere to store their property so they can go to work every day.
That describes a guy who only gives me his first name, Giuliano. He's close to being able to move off the streets.
I have a job. I just don't get enough hours to afford my own place. They're talking about a promotion. That would give me more time. And if I get that promotion, then I can afford a place. So I do have a plan.
And what kind of a job is it?
I'm a team member at Jack in the Box.
Alex Connedy sees some clients every day.
Good morning, Silas. How you doing, man? What's going on with you today?
Well, I need to drop my stuff into my bin.
57-year-old Silas Loveless is a big man who laughs easily. He's studying to get his commercial license to drive a big rig.
How much longer you got on your course, your driving training?
I got 3 more classes.
For the better part of a year, Silas has been taking truck driving classes, which cost $150 a month. He only collects $221 a month in government assistance. So Silas has had to rely on food stamps, and he sleeps at a homeless shelter. I ask what happens if he fails his driving test.
Each time, if you fail, it's $30 a pop to retest. And I don't have $30, so that's not an option.
He says truck drivers make around $700 a week. Silas considers that enough money to live like a king. At the very least, he'd be able to afford his own place where he could store his stuff in something other than a sanitized garbage bin. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.